Number five, swim. And I do mean get in the water and swim. Not everybody knows how to swim. So what do you do in a situation like that? Get in the water. And I know many people, my grandmother was one of them, who couldn't swim. But you can still get her to go in the water and wade around. And there's lots of different water aerobics in that at the YMCA and at different things where you can be in a group. But there's something about swimming that buoyancy of the water allows you, and a little bit of the resistance allows you to work your muscles in a completely different way. And if you don't know how to swim, one of the challenges of learning to swim can be one of the greatest things you could do for your overall health. You don't have to go out and learn by jumping in the ocean or jumping in the deep end. Being able to get in there and move your body around through the water can be one of those great challenges that allows you to enhance your physical health. And if it's not for you, no big deal. But the big point of the entire piece here in swimming is, and it's not a daily activity necessarily, but it's to get your body in the water and get it moving through that buoyancy. It's a completely different type of exercise that's going to allow you to use your entire physical form. Make sure if you don't know how to swim or you're somebody that's not too terribly skilled that you are in a place where you've got other people around that can help support you, people that can watch you. And if you're going to do something like water aerobics, you know, obviously you'll have a real good instructor around you. If you're able to get in and do some beautiful swimming just about every day as part of your regular routine, beautiful. I don't have that myself, but whenever I'm in a situation where I can go swim in the ocean, swim in a pool regularly, love to get in and get my body moving and swim in order to just enhance my overall aerobic activity, get my entire body working, try to challenge myself in different ways. But I'd also challenge you to go ahead and see if you can't do something, if you've ever wanted to learn to swim, to maybe go out and set that as an objective for you in order to enhance your overall health, your overall longevity, because it's one of the great exercises, similar to dance, similar to walking, that's going to allow you to work on your overall physical health in a very beautiful, dynamic way. Go ahead and comment below if you swim or if you've never swam and it's something that you're looking into to maybe learn how to do, or at least if you do some type of water aerobic exercise with several people on a regular basis and how great of a benefit it can possibly be for you. And again, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe below, like the page, and make sure you don't miss any of our further videos in the series. And if you have anybody you know would benefit from this, please share it with them so that we can increase their health and longevity too.